This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Russia is vowing to retaliate should Finland join NATO. Leaders in Finland expressed their approval Thursday for joining NATO, a move that would complete a major policy shift for the country in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Kremlin reacted to the news by threatening to take retaliatory military technical steps and other characteristics in order to counter the emerging threats to its national security. Officials in Sweden are expected to consider their own possible NATO application in the coming days. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in late April that if Finland and Sweden were to apply, they will be welcomed, and he expects the process to be quick. World leaders pledged more than $3 billion on Thursday for the global fight against the pandemic as the United States marked a grim point in its own COVID-19 battle. And without the billions of dollars in emergency funding President Biden has sought from Congress, the U.S. has recorded about $82 million COVID cases, that is, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Estimates of the total deaths vary, but as of Thursday, Johns Hopkins University data said about 999,000 deaths had been recorded. The U.S. came to this gathering without a commitment from Congress for the $5 billion in global funding that Biden has asked for, leading Vice President Kamala Harris to appeal to the Congress to approve the White House funding request. She said the Biden administration has called on Congress for $22.5 billion in additional emergency funding to battle COVID-19. She said $5 billion of that would be dedicated to the global effort to fight the virus and the remaining money toward domestic funding. By remote, this is VOA News. At least one person confirmed to have COVID-19 has died in North Korea, and hundreds of thousands have shown fever symptoms, state media said on Friday, offering hints at the potentially dire scale of the country's first confirmed outbreak since the pandemic began. At least 187,800 people are being treated in isolation after a fever of unidentified origin has explosively spread nationwide since late April, according to the official KCNA news agency. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un visited the Antivirus Command Center early this week to check on the situation and the responses after declaring the gravest state of emergency and ordering a national lockdown on Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that the House investigators have taken an extraordinary step in the Capitol riot probe.
It's an extraordinary step with little precedent. Subpoenas for five sitting members of Congress, including House GOP Chief Kevin McCarthy. Investigators have been looking into his conversations with then-President Trump as the riot unfolded. Less than a week after the insurrection, McCarthy had said Trump bared some responsibility.
He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding.
The panel wants to know about McCarthy's talks with Trump before, during, and after the riot, along with the details on meetings the four other subpoenaed lawmakers had with the White House: Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, Jim Jordan, and Scott Perry. The subpoenas come as the committee prepares for public hearings this summer. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Parents are scrambling to find infant formula amid problems of supplies and a plant shutdown by contamination. Tim McGuire reports.
Jennifer Kersey says she and her husband were shocked when they went to their usual store in Connecticut to buy formula for their seven-month-old son.
It was like the toilet paper and the sanitizer when everybody was looking for toilet paper and sanitizer. Gone off the shelves.
The shortage caused by supply disruptions, a safety recall, and temporary closure of one of the main formula producing plants. President Biden has talked with Gerber and others to increase production and retailers such as Walmart and Target to speed up deliveries. Kersey says until things get back to normal,
I'm just asking everybody, if you have, please give, don't order. Let's all work together because these are babies. You know, they got to eat.
That was Tim McGuire reporting. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.